العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. First and foremost, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send salutations upon our most beloved master and our teacher and Sayyidina Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are sitting here today to witness the great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to fulfill the injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person needs to get married, and when a nikah takes place, وَجَعَلُوهُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, then make it in the masajid. So let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah, to fulfill His commandments and to emulate the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll ask Hafiz Ismail Kadwa to render qiraat for us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما وينصرك الله نصرا عزيزا. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما. ليدخل المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ويكفر عنهم سيئاتهم ويصلح بالهم. ليدخل المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ويكفر عنهم سيئاتهم ويعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات الظانين بالله ظن السوء. عليهم دائرة السوء وغضب الله عليهم ولعنهم وأعد لهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا. ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عزيزا حكيما.
ما شاء الله. Hafiz Ismail got three paras of the Quran Kareem left for Hifz. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him the completion of his Hifz and make him a Hafiz that is true to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll now ask Hafiz Ismail's ustad, Hafiz Qari Altaf Sahib, to render us a nazar, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mubarak ho tujhko ye rukhsat ae beti, Mubarak ho tujhko ye rukhsat ae beti, rahe yaad meri nasihat ae beti, dulhan ban ke susral tu ja rahi ho, dulhan ban ke susral tu ja rahi ho, ke maa baap ke dil ko tadpa rahi ho, qiyamat hai beti se maa ki judai, ke roti hai behna tadpta hai bhai, nahi hai idhar dil pe apnon ke qabu, udhar teri maa bhi bahati hai aansu, dua hai ye rishta tumhe raas aaye, koi gham na beti tere paas aaye, ye maana hui aaj se tu parai, rulaegi ghar bhar ko teri judai, magar ye nasihat meri yaad rakhna, ye baatein e noore nazar yaad rakhna, hamesha wafa apne shohar se karna, muhabbat sada unke ghar bhar se karna, musibat mein tu lab pe shikwa na karna, gharibi mein bhi saath hans kar nibhana, jo dukh dard mein unki khidmat karogi, to shohar ke dil pe hukumat karogi, dua hai wahan aisi izzat ho teri, ke har dil pe beti hukumat ho teri, alvida meri beti alvida alvida, alvida meri nanni kali alvida.
Jazakumullah khair, Kari sahab, for the beautiful rendition of that nazam. As much as this is a happy occasion, it is also a sad one for the parents to let their daughter out of their home. We'll ask now Hafiz Maulana Yusuf Uthman Patel to render some nasiha for us. While he's coming front, we'll ask the groom to come into the front, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has sent us into this world with rules and regulations in everything that we do. In the same way, in fulfilling our desires, there are also rules and regulations. And if it is carried out in the way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will be in the form of ibadah. This fulfilling of our desire will become an ibadah. So alhamdulillah, today we are gathered here in the masjid for this, in the gathering, this auspicious gathering, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "An-nikahu min sunnati," that nikah is from my sunnah. So we'll be witnessing a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a few advices to the bride and the groom and the bride, and you can all benefit from it as well, inshallah. Firstly, it is communication. In everything that we do in our marriage, we should communicate. Communication is the key to a blissful marriage. If there is no communication, sometimes either it may be the groom or the bride, they might have something within themselves, but they are not communicating with their spouse. This will cause a conflict in this marriage. So, firstly, we need to communicate. Thereafter, praising our spouse verbally. Praising our spouse verbally, that is, MashaAllah, you look very beautiful, you look very handsome, JazakAllah for doing this, so on and so forth. With praise, we should praise them in front of our parents and their parents. Because by praising them in front of their parents or our parents, it will show our parents and their parents that we are in a happy marriage. If you are not praising them, as a parent would always feel that, is my daughter, is my son in a happy marriage or not? So by praising them, this will give that feeling from within that they are happy in their marriage. And with praising them, we should also praise their cooking, whether it be the husband who is cooking or the wife, whoever it may be. A story comes to mind. Once an alim was invited for meals at a certain house. So after partaking of meals, the alim, he gave dua, he praised the food, it was cooked very well, it was tasty, etc. So the family, the wife from within, heard the praises and the dua, and she started crying. So they inquired that what was the reason for her crying. The wife said that, "I've been married for 20 years. For how long? 20 years. And my husband did not praise my food once. So this alone brings that love, that affection among the spouses. Merely a praise of the food. So it's nothing too much to say the food was very tasty today, or the food was lovely, it was excellent, etc. There's nothing too much to say in that. But this pulls a long way in our marriage in future. Another point to keep in mind is never expose the fault of our spouse in public or in front of their parents. If there is a conflict or there is something to speak about, then amongst ourselves, amongst the two spouses, firstly try and resolve that matter amongst themselves. And this should not be exposed to anyone, be it our children in future or whoever it may be. This fault or whatever it is should not be exposed to anyone. Firstly, try and resolve it amongst ourselves. Because this also can be a means of breaking this marriage. So firstly, resolve the matter amongst ourselves. Thereafter, another very important point is to personal hygiene, to keep ourselves clean at all times. And this is from shown to us by the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be it our mouth that is smelling, or our body that is smelling, or whatever it may be. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us that whenever he would enter his house, the first thing he would do is what? Miswak. Miswak is for what? So that he can clean his mouth, so that when he goes to his family, his mouth, his breath, it's clean, it smells clean. So in all of this, it is so that we can bring, so that we can get the pleasure out of our spouses. It is so that we can gain the maximum benefit from our spouses. And with all of this, another important thing is that tolerance. Tolerance is something that by tolerating our spouses' deficiencies, this will also pull a long way in our marriage. Every person comes from a different background, from a different house. Every child was brought up in a different way. So in this, by tolerating the deficiencies or something that you do not like in your spouse, this will also bring this marriage to a blissful marriage. And if there is anything that you do not like in your spouse, etc., then on a very soft and kind voice, we should bring it to their attention very calmly and sweetly. So with this, inshallah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has filled his marriage with barakah, with love, with muhabba, and make this marriage be a means of bringing pious progeny into this world that will be a means of elevating Islam and this deen until the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of emulating or practicing on the advices of Maulana, inshallah. Not only for those that are being married today or going to get married in the future, but for those of us that are married already, inshallah. Brother Muhammad Kedwa, Brother Abdul Qadir Kedwa, and Yusuf Siddiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Haji Muhammad Kedwa, have you taken permission from Amina Kedwa in the presence of Haji Abdul Qadir Kedwa and Haji Yusuf Sidat to perform the nikah of Amina Kedwa to Brother Yusuf Ahmad? You give me the permission to perform this nikah? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال أيضا في حديث أخرى فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فنسأل الله أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه فإنما نحن به وله Brother Yusuf Amod, the representative of the bride, Haji Muhammad Kadwa, and his two witnesses, Haji Abdul Qadir Kadwa and Haji Yusuf Sirat, give you Amina Kadwa in marriage for with a mahar of 1 Kruger coin. Have you accepted her in your nikah? I have accepted her. Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. Barakallah, barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. We'll ask Malana Mubarak to make the dua, inshallah. While he's making it, we'll say it. After the nikah is completed, let us allow the groom to go to the back of the masjid, and we can greet him and congratulate him at the back. Then we can hold the sanctity of keeping the masjid in silent.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين وما يقوم الحساب رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم نقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم باعد بين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب